Honorable Clerk, your vote is. Thank you so much, honorable members, our parliamentary staff, the media. You meant to close that door? Once more, let me start by welcoming you all, especially the media, to the parliamentary meeting of Justice and Correctional Services Portfolio Committee. Before we proceed with our meeting, with our agenda, can we indicate if there are any apologies?
Yes.
Let me start with, because our secretariat is held up somewhere. Honorable self from our secretariat and our secretary, Mr. Bonan Ramano, and Nkosi Mutelezi, and then again, Honorable Beth Van Royen. Yes. Okay. Honorable Bredenbach. Your hand up.
Yeah, I was going to say the honorable self, but you.
No, we already got from the secretariat.
Yeah.
And then. Okay, thank you very much. Honorable members, are you accepting those apologies?
Yes, thank
you. On record?
Yeah, with joy.
That's a serious waste of time.
Yeah, that's seriously just kicking for such. We've never done that in 5 years.
The
honorable
okay.
Now we
must accept the apology.
Okay.
So we don't accept
the apology. What are you going to do if we don't accept? Okay. Honorable members, let's just be serious. We're in a very critical meeting. We only have one item on the agenda as agreed last week or as resolved. Now, without any waste of time, the secretariat have circulated the draft report last week, I hope. And then I'll give honorable members 1 minute, because you heard it, to just, if there is anyone who needs further information or who needs to peruse it. But I hope and know that it was sent to you timeously. Honorable Klaus, you are fine.
Yeah.
Okay, because you are the only one who was not here last week.
Yeah.
Okay. You received that, ne? All of us. Honorable Maila?
No.
Oh, I'm seeing you if you are raising your hand. So, anything on page one, Honorable, I'm seeing the hand of Honorable Horn. Okay. So.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Acting Chair. This report, without revisiting the whole debate or pre-investigation, in all respect, do not address the referral to us made by the speaker. The referral is a lengthy referral as encapsulated by the letter from the Chief Whip of the Opposition. Then we received answers to that referral. And this report in no way deals with how this committee or the majority of this committee could arrive at the conclusion that ultimately we should not embark on a wholesale or formal investigation into the fitness or otherwise to hold office by the incumbent. Paragraph 4 of this draft report is nonsensical in the extreme. That on the one hand, paragraph 4 seems to sort of indicate that we will bow to the superior insight of our courts, but simultaneously it says that we cannot be led by the courts and whatever they find in respect of the incumbent holding office at this stage. With the greatest of respect, paragraph 4 does not, cannot be justified as a logical explanation of how the majority of this committee felt. This report in no way deals with the merits and demerits of the complaint and or the answers given by the public protector, and this report is not something we as a committee should be prepared to send to the National Assembly. This is a serious matter. If a majority wants to use their voting power to protect somebody, that's all well and fine, but then at least they must try and just justify it in some way.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with the submissions of the Honourable Horn, and I would like to add that this report, or this draft report, fails dismally to deal with any of the issues that were raised by the Chief Whip of the Official Opposition. It also does not deal in any material respect with the referral from the Speaker, and it also fails to deal with the fact that this committee, on the 10th of October 2017, resolved to agree to request to hold an inquiry into the public protector's fitness to hold office and issued a statement to that effect. At a subsequent meeting, this committee then backtracked and reneged on that decision and decided against holding an inquiry. Nowhere is that very sad, sorry history set out in this draft report. And this report does not begin to reflect the deliberations that took place in the committee. It's nothing short of a disgrace.
Thank you, Chair. No, Chair, I share similar sentiments about the brevity of this report and that it doesn't deal with a number of issues. We need to also bear in mind that there was a lengthy referral to us, there was lengthy documents from the Chief Whip of Mr. Steenhuisen that we need to deal with, and let us also not forget that the public protector's response, the public protector's response was quite scathing of this committee, and we need to deal with that, Chair, and we need to deliberate on that as well, because that was almost contemptuous of this process. And so, Chair, we need to add more to this draft report. We already have a High Court finding plus a full bench finding that are quite scathing. And for the last recommendation that the committee does not support the request to expedite proceedings. Well, we're not expediting proceedings. It's now a year later. The proceedings can hardly be said to be expedited. What we are asking for is a proper inquiry. And maybe the way to deal with this is to hold this over. This committee can say we do not have enough time and that it should be dealt with by the next parliament, and we can deal with it in our legacy report so that it gives substance to parliament's oversight role and asserts ourselves when it comes to Chapter 9 institutions and what that role is. We cannot allow the public protector to be so scathing to us as a committee of parliament. Thank you, Chair.
No, thanks, Chairperson. After we interrogated the report, we agree with the report that the report is fine. The public protector. Okay. I said after we checked the report and we took a conscious decision that we, as the EFF, support the draft report, and we are saying the public protector must be supported and should stay in the office, and the public protector must be given a maximum support by the Department of Justice in terms of the budgetary constraint they received, because they raised it in the previous meeting that they are under-resourced. Thank you.
Honorable Kosana, let's take it.
Thanks, Honorable Acting Chair. Greetings to everyone. Yeah, I think the report is in order, Honorable Acting Chair. I think we all know that a report is a summary of events, in essence. It cannot cover everything. Because, for instance, if we would want to put everything that was on the letter that was referred to us, by the Office of the Speaker, including the letter that was written by Mr. Steen, we must put weight to weight of the referral letter, and then put weight to weight of the original letter of Mr. Steen, and then go ahead also put the responses of the public protector, which are about 25 pages. So I think the report will be too long. So I think the report, in essence, is just a summary to say, this is what happened. We received a referral letter from the Office of the Speaker. Having received that, we then decided to invite the Mr. Steenhuisen, the Honorable Steenhuisen, to come and motivate. Then we met with Steenhuisen, he motivated. Then we took a decision to say, let's hear the other side of the story. Then we returned to the public protector. The public protector then responded. So I think this report, I think it covers all those particular events. I think if members feel that the other information should also go to the House, it can go as annexures. So it can be attachment and say annexure A, the letter written by the Speaker, annexure B, the letter written by Mr. Steenhuisen, annexure C, responses from the public protection. Because we were all here, members, so we all know the content of all those particular letters. So I think there's no need to go to town and put the whole information in the report. So the report, in my view, I think it's in order. One of the teachers, thank you very much.
In that order,
I think thank you very much. I think I'm covered by the previous speaker, and I now want to propose that. Oh, you can't say if I'm here, but... Oh, okay. I'm saying that I say that I am covered by Honorable Kosana, what he has just said, and I think he has summarized it. We can't put everything, and I want to deny that we ever decided that we are going to make an inquiry and turn around and sit in doubt. I don't think we did. Anyway, the report reflects exactly what has happened. And I want to propose, Honorable Chair, that we are there now. Okay. Thank you very much. No correction.
No, I don't know whether it's true. It's finished.
It's been finished for very long.
Yeah, you could be true.
I think. No, page one and page two, just one.
Oh, is that page one?
Nah.
Well,
page one is fine. Thank you.
No, thanks very much, Chair. Although we are in page one, but I feel one has to respond to other issues which were raised. For a start, Chair, the purpose of this meeting is not to reopen the debate. We have been there. This matter was thoroughly dealt with. We are now receiving a report on what happened, what transpired up to date. And this report, as it stands, substantially covers what the committee dealt with. And I would also align myself with Advocate Mulaudzi that actually Parliament needs to see to it that the public protector is supported. And as to page one, Chair, I think everything is in fine. It's fine in this page. Thank you very much.
One correction. The not should come out.
Madam Acting Chair, I think there's one typo, the word not should come out there.
On page one or two?
Two.
Yeah. Which one?
Not.
The word not should come out.
Okay, there's a proposal that we take out the typo.
Just that word expedite. I'm sure the intention was to institute
on
page two.
No, he's proposing that the word expedite should be taken out. That's his proposal. Honorable members? Okay, what Honorable Swart is reiterating, you remember he said this earlier on, is that when this matter was sent to us, there was a request for this for referral to the speaker for us to expedite this process. Now he's saying, is this way still relevant now? That's what Honorable Sad is saying. We might not be first English first language speakers.
But what he's saying is that according to the definition of maybe Oxford and any other dictionary, to speed up the process. What he says that, is this word now relevant? Honorable Mlauzi, you are the one who asked.
Yeah, I thought maybe it's relevant because the heading is such. Since we started to discuss this matter, was to speed up the removal of the public protector. And I don't know if you want to amend the subject matter of the topic thereof.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I hope my apology was noted. Chair, we cannot remove the term expedite, because it is the foundation of the request as received from the leader of the DA, the letter that we...
The chief
whip of the DA. So if you remove expedite, it means you are destroying the request as such. So it has to remain as part of the conclusion of the matter as discussed by the PC. It relates this to the original request from the chief whip of the DA. I thank you.
Again, also, before we go to the...
My apologies, Honorable Members and Media. Before we go to the second part, maybe let's also, as a committee, address the other issues which were raised by other members, isn't it? The issue of saying the responses were attacking this committee and so forth. What do you say about that? No, there were other issues which were raised by honorable members of this committee that the responses by the public protector were attacking this committee. I think we need to address all those issues. Then when we go to part two, we know how we approach that. Honorable Sotan, then Honorable Baila.
Yeah, no, thanks, Honorable Acting Chair. Yeah, well, my view is that we must not lose focus. I think we need to focus on the subject matter, which was the request by the Honorable Stian Even, and then dispose it off as this particular draft report to the House. Now, well, we note that there were other issues. I think members were not that hit with some of the responses which the public protector gave in response to this matter. I think we can deal with that separately. We might say, as the committee, I may propose perhaps that we can, at a later stage, invite the public protector and deal with those issues separate from the content of this particular report. Because this report is responding to the request by the Honourable Stevens. But the other things, the other comments, which we all acknowledge that, but on 1, 2, and 3, I think it was unnecessary for the public protector perhaps to include in her response to the committee. So I think we can deal with that separately. Maybe have a meeting with the public protector and say, but we were not happy with the response 1 and 2 and 3. But that does not change the conclusion of the committee as far as this matter is concerned. That's
Thank you, Madam Chair. Whilst I agree with Honorable Skosana, but I beg to differ somewhere, because mine is to say we have already dealt with the response from the public protector. And if there are issues which are raised now, they should have been raised then. We are not opening up the discussions here, because the discussions have already been dealt with. So I agree with Honorable Skosana that we must not lose focus. The focus today is to either adopt or reject the report as put forth to the committee.
Honorable Swa, and then Honorable Bumrana, then Honorable Hall.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I differ quite sharply from the last speaker. When we had a consideration, it was the first time we had the public protector's response from us, and members of this committee, including from the majority party, expressed their concerns about the public protector's attitude to this committee, and we need to express ourselves on that. In our view, and I thought it was almost unanimous, that we were quite upset with the way, with the attitude towards this committee and how we were dealing with the matter. That was during our deliberations. And there was no dissenting view, as far as I can recall, or if there was, the majority of the party, the majority of the committee was concerned about that attitude. And if we allow that to go through as it is, then it sets a dangerous precedent for the way the Chapter 9 institutions treat this committee. So, Chair, I can't take it any further, but I do differ quite sharply on this issue, and I think we should have some reference to that in this report. But
sorry, my apologies, I didn't get the last part.
No, Chair, I just said that I differ sharply with my colleagues on this issue, and I think that we need to reach something in this report. Now, there was a suggestion that annex should be added to. That is one way of dealing with it. But to deal with this whole issue just with one paragraph 4 and reject that without saying anything on that substantive issue is a major concern to me. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bumrana.
I think that, Honorable Chair, let's not go around like a merry-go-round. We have, I think, Honorable Maila has explained that the four corners. That is what we must be doing now. One is to find out whether this report reflects our discussion on the main issue. One. All other things, there's so many other things that were said during this deliberation. There are things that were said during the interview with Honorable Stein Hazen. There are things that were said when the report, when the reply of the PP was given to us. Many things have been said. The key issue is that, one, Honorable Stein Hazen brought a complaint and there was a request, which was brought by Honorable Stein Hazen. Two, the committee decided to talk to allow the PP to give her side of the story. Three, what do we say having regard to both? And this report said exactly that. Now, we cannot come around and go page by page, hour by hour, minute by minute, who says what after what. That is a report, is actually a summary of what has happened. And I think that this report reflects exactly what happened. Thank you very much. I think let us carry on now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Madam Acting Chair. Regarding this whole issue of this report should suffice, I just want to remind the committee that we're not dealing here with ordinary oversight business. We, as a matter of fact, were fulfilling a constitutional duty in dealing with this referral from the Speaker. And that in itself should be a clear indication that a one-page report can never suffice for us as the Parliament of South Africa advising the National Assembly as to whether we should embark on an investigation or not into the fitness to hold office of the Public Protector. A one-pager can never suffice. There's been a suggestion now that we should annex the complaint and the referral as well as the answers, then it still leaves us with this one crucial question. How can we, as a portfolio committee of this parliament, go and say to the House that we've applied our mind to, on the one hand, the complaint, on the other hand, the answers to the complaint, and that we've, in a reasonable and logical manner, have concluded that there's no grounds for an formal investigation into the fitness to hold office. I get back to paragraph 4, and I want to warn the other members of this House that if they want to just stay with paragraph 4 as it reads, one can also read into that should the Constitutional Court, because let me remind this committee that what the Public Protector, as a matter of fact, has said is that the only matter she is taking on appeal to the Constitutional Court is a fact whether it is in principle correct to have a Public Protector pay costs de bonis proprius from own pocket. She has indicated to this committee previously that she is, as a matter of fact, not attacking the findings of the High Court, which held her to have been dishonest and having a very, very poor grasp of the law. So, to get back to paragraph 4, those members who now want to just vote through this flimsy report, let me just finish, please.
Oh, I want to ask something. Are you referring to the whole paragraph 4 or to a certain paragraph in this sentence, in this paragraph, the whole?
Well, Madam Acting Chair, if you read paragraph 4, what it in essence says, while we are awaiting for our courts to make a final adjudication on the matters that's pending in front of them, the majority of this committee feel that given that, it's now premature to embark on an investigation. Does that mean, for example, and can the other members give us this assurance and information that should the Constitutional Court ultimately sustain the de bonis proprius cost order and not set aside all of the other findings by the North Gauteng High Court, amongst others, that these members will then come back and say, now we must embark on a full-scale investigation? The report just delays the inevitable, and ultimately it is unfortunately parties who want to protect in the run-up to an election poor decisions they made previously.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you done? Again, I agree with the Honourable Horne, and I want to point out to you that in the reply the Public Protector made to this committee, she was not only scathing of this committee, she was deeply insulting and said, in fact, that she doesn't regard herself as reporting to this committee. And that this committee has no right to have any oversight over it, and that she reports to Parliament and no one else. So I don't see any of that being dealt with in this report. And how the Honourable Mpumwana can possibly suggest that this report reflects what took place is, frankly, I'm not sure if you didn't come to the meeting. It does not begin to reflect what took place. It does not begin to reflect the debates on this issue. And it doesn't begin to reflect the fact that, once again, the ruling party flip-flopped on this issue after having undertaken to hold such an inquiry, and that, to my great astonishment, the EFF has also now flip-flopped, having admitted that they made a grave mistake in supporting the appointment of the Public Protector, they're now supporting her again. So next week, perhaps, they're not supporting her. Who knows what they do, when they do, and how they do. But this report, Madam Chair, is a disgrace. And we will disassociate ourselves from it in the extreme, and we'll in fact bring out a minority report, I think.
Okay.
I'm just surprised that we are taking this too long after we deliberated a lot about this report. And as we said, that the public protector must stay in the office. That's our position. And we are saying this report, we think is sufficient enough to be forwarded anywhere from this committee. And hence we said we support this report. And we said the public protector must be supported and must stay in the office. That's our view and our point.
Honourable Chair. Yeah, I think the disadvantage that I think other members of this House have is that they were not part of the meeting of the 5th of December 2018. But the good thing with that meeting is that the majority of parties were there. Even the DA was represented by Mr. Self. So that's where I think we went to town, getting into deep deliberation about this particular matter. I think all the concerns that they are raising were raised in the meeting, and then we discussed up until we came to this particular conclusion, which is captured as part of the recommendation in this report. So I think it would be wrong that in this meeting we start again to argue for and against, to say what did the public protector say, what did Mr. Honourable Mr. Sinez say, because we dealt with that on the 5th of December 2018. So today it's just an issue of checking the report, because I think that's what we normally do. I think there's nothing foreign that we're doing today. That after having disposed the matter, the Secretariat will then bring a draft report to us for us to look at the report as to whether does it represent the resolutions of the committee. Is it well crafted, both in form and also in content? And then we agree as to whether yes, it's right, it needs to be corrected there. But we're not starting a debate to say, Mr. Steen Hayden said this, or the public protector said that. See, those are some of the issues. Hence, earlier I was saying we could deal with other issues separate from this particular report. But I see members, they are not happy about that, because I was trying to cover the side of the issue that they were raising. Although, like Honorable Maile indicated, we dealt with those particular issues in the meeting. And today's meeting is not for that in actual fact, but I was just trying to accommodate members to say, okay, if there are still complaints, we can deal with them separately. Which those complaints, they will still not change the content of the report, because we are happy with the report as is. So I don't see the need, like Honorable Mlawu indicated, for us to take too long in discussing this two-page report. think the report is in order, Honorable Acting Chair. Let's agree. The report is in order as is. Let it go to the National Assembly. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, we want to appeal to members of this committee not to show disrespect to Honorable Steenhuisen by distorting the request that he presented to this committee. The request by Honorable Steenhuisen to the PC is very clear, and the committee has deliberated on that request, and the resolution of the committee is that the committee agrees with the recommendation as presented in the report, which should then conclude the matter. The response of the public protector that was sent to us is not part of the request from Honorable Steenhuisen. The request from Honorable Steenhuisen is very, very simple, and it refers to the question of the committee expediting the removal of the public protector. The committee does not agree with that, and the recommendation captures the view of the committee. As Honorable Skosana has indicated, once this matter is closed, which is what we are doing now, it's closed today. Of course, parties have a right at any given time to can raise any matter that they want to raise in another meeting of the committee. But that will be a separate and new matter altogether. But in terms of the request from the chief whip of the DA, the matter has been finalized, and we agree with the recommendation as stated in this report. We support the view that we should now close the matter so that we are able to can then make progress as the portfolio committee. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I think I align myself with Advocate Mulaut that this report is sufficient and it doesn't even need addendums. I mean, what we call addendums are documents for public consumption. They're in the public space. You don't even need them. And earlier on, Honorable Horn said there is a typo in that on the recommendation, the word not should be removed. I say in disagreement, actually, the word not should be bolded. Thank you very much.
I propose that we adopt the report. Thank you very much, Honorable Acting Chair. Seconded.
I have a counter proposal.
Okay. Honorable Breitenbach.
I propose that we don't adopt the report.
Okay. Seconda. Honorable.
Smart.
Honorable Swart and Honorable Horn, okay, concerning the proposal for adoption of this draft report. Okay, by show of hands, can we see how many of them need to adopt this report? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then this would change. And then, can you see how many of them should not adopt the set of reports? Read. Okay, 3 hands. Honorable Swart, Honorable Richenbach, Honorable Horn. Okay. Can I have this? Yes, honorable members, okay, thank you so much. It's true that on the 5th of December, we had, as last year, we had an in-depth interrogation of the whole referral and the responses by the public protector. And honorable Swart, as a committee, we noted that, yes, some of the utterances by the words used by the public protector were not appropriate referring to this committee. We dealt with that matter. And then hence this draft report now coming over, it can't have everything. Because you recall that responses by the public protector were composed of more than 2 pages, very lengthy, more than 25 paragraphs. And also the referral by the chief whip of opposition party, Honorable Stian Hazen. So this, like any other report, which normally is drafted by the secretary, emanating from what might have transpired on that particular day, is normally something of this kind. I know that because of different political affiliations and ideologies, we might differ. But as of now, the report, draft report, has been adopted by the committee 6 and then again 3. And then now we'll propose that this secretariat be taken to for ATC, and then I hope that maybe next week or within 2 weeks, then we introduce the report, and then members, whatever they would like to say, they will do that in their declaration when we're in the National Assembly.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. For now, that was the only item until we meet tomorrow to deal with EPS matters. Thank you, honorable members, for your presence.
Thank you.